The Two Brothers by Alexander Dumas, copyright 2014 by Bihar Books. Chapter 14. Then the king called together his council of 12 to judge the marshal. They condemned him to live with his mother and be demoted to a court jester. The judgment was executed to the great satisfaction of the king's subjects, who detested the marshal. Unfortunately, he was not a very good jester. He could never make anyone laugh except his mother, who laughed a great deal now that she wasn't a witch. The king gave his daughter in marriage to the hunter and immediately named him governor general of the entire kingdom. The vows were then celebrated with great magnificence, and at the wedding dinner, the young governor remembered his father and his adoptive father and asked them to come live in the village near him. He didn't forget the innkeeper either, and calling him to the table said, "Ah, well, my host, here it is that I have wed the daughter of the king, and as a result, your house and your garden belong to me."
"Yes," said the innkeeper, "it is in accordance with justice."
"No," said the young governor, "it will be in accordance with clemency. Keep your house and your garden, and throw the 1,000 pieces of gold into the bargain." On his right sat the princess, her father, and his animals. On his left sat his brother, the 7 sisters, and his animals. He turned to his brother and said, "You may now, if you wish, marry one of these beautiful sisters that we have saved from their curse as a dragon. We shall share this beautiful kingdom." Hearing these words, the first sister said, "It shall be me. I am the first." "No," said the second, "I am the most beautiful." "Hardly," said the third. "No one has either my looks or my charm." And Gottlieb looked at Wilfred and said, "One day I shall tell you about the 7 wars and the 7 sorrows." And they both laughed as the bird of gold came and settled on Wilfred's shoulder, and they and their animals never parted again.